Well, here we are with Ask the Mayor in July, Kokomo. Mayor Greg Goodnight, thank you again for being with us today.
My pleasure.
A lot going on, especially on the national level right now. It's been a kind of a crazy political couple of weeks, but kind of want to start with your reaction to Indiana Governor Mike Pence dropping out of the election now to run with Donald Trump.
I've got mixed emotions on that. I've always respected Governor Pence. May have not always agreed with his views, his politics per se, but was a little disappointed that he decided to run with Donald Trump. I don't have any respect for Donald Trump. Some of the things he did during the primary season, when he decided to make a personal attacks against Carly Fiorina for her. I think he just attacked her for her looks and some of her facial features. That was very disrespectful and unprofessional. When Donald Trump mocked a journalist that had physical disabilities, that's not what we want in an elected leader at any level, especially at the presidential level. So was a little disappointed. I've gained a lot of respect for some members of the Republican Party. Bill Kristol, national advisor and political commentator, very conservative. I've gained a lot of respect for him. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, the Bush family as a whole, both Jeb Bush and former President Bush, or both former presidents, and even Mitt Romney, I've gained a lot of respect for. So I was a little disappointed at his choosing to leave Indiana and be associated with Donald Trump.
Granted, the Republican National Convention just ended. The Democratic is just underway, but some of the early polls show Trump out ahead. Do you get that feeling here in Kokomo?
Not sure what a little bit. It's Howard County as tends to. It's pretty much mimics the state, which means it is a little more Republican, probably somewhere around 54-55% to 45% in that area. So not unusual, we'll see what happens. It's very unusual for the state to go Democratic. Obviously, it did in 2008, but previous to that, it had been 1964. So, I won't be surprised there if that's what happens.
Now, the flip side of that, does this help or hurt the Democratic candidate John Gregg, who's now running who has been running for governor?
I don't know how much. It depends on who they pick, and as of this taping, we don't know who that the governor candidate will be on the Republican side. So I think there's some variables tied with that. I know John Gregg. I've known him for a long time. I know he is running for governor, not necessarily against any one person or one candidate. So as long as he stays focused that way, I think he has a good message. I think the Democrat Party has a good message. We are an inclusive group. We're not hateful, and that should be beneficial here in Indiana.
And I see another national story about the Black Lives Matter. I see that there was a town hall meeting here.
Yes.
Just another national story having effect everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And here I attended. In Kokomo too.
Yes, and I attended that. It was a very productive meeting. It was, I guess, 60, maybe 70 people attended. I think it was very, there were some other people. We had one of the county commissioners that attended and a couple of the city council members. But it was really a chance for people to express their concerns. We've been very fortunate here that we have not had an incident that has escalated in any way, shape, or form. So we're happy about that. But it is important for police officers to know their community and the people that they serve, and it's important for our residents to know their police officers. And that's what that mutual respect and all those things come from, getting to know people. And we want our police officers living in the city of Kokomo. We want them engaged beyond their work responsibilities. We want our police officers coaching baseball and mentoring kids and being active. And we want our officers to see people in the public outside of their role as police officers. We want them, ball games and social events and farmers markets, things like that. So we're always encouraging our officers to be engaged as much as possible.
You know, just looking over your Twitter account and so forth, it's been no secret, it's been very hot too, and you guys have opened up certain places to try to help people stay cool.
Yeah, we did. Over the weekend, we opened up the senior center, which is usually only open to during the week, and we opened it up for anybody and everybody. And we had some people that took advantage of it. You never know. Most people probably try to limit their activities and things when it gets to that level of heat. But you never know when your air conditioning will go out or when you'll have a situation arise where you have to you don't have any other place to go. So I think it was well worth very little. Expense and hopefully I think it was a success.
And we have some new developments to talk about. I read about Tin Man Brewing opening in the historic train depot. Big news.
It is big news. This is Tin Man Brewing has a great reputation throughout Indiana, and they have a big following and have been very successful in both production and marketing. So we're very excited about that. The historic train depot area, for those that may not be familiar with Kokomo, it's just on the north edge of downtown. A lot of development has taken place on that block in the last couple of years. A. Michael's opened a couple months ago. It's an upscale restaurant on the downstairs of the front end. Tin Man will be in the warehouse part. Their goal is to produce about 500 barrels a year. Of beer and also have a tap room that's open I think they're going to shoot for at least 6 or 7 days a week. And then two other parts to that depot, the outside freight dock is being transformed as we speak, and soon we'll be cutting a ribbon on a small pocket park. It will have a concrete ping pong table, concrete foosball table, concrete cornhole and checkerboards and some seating, umbrella seating for people to just to go and relax along the Industrial Heritage Trail. And then the upstairs, not quite finished being renovated, will be a public space to rent. So the upstairs will be a place where you can host a graduation party. But it's being refurbished with restrooms and which kept all the historic features. So it'll be a beautiful place to have a public or private event.
Concrete cornhole. I've got to come back and see that.
They're out there. You might be able to get, they're out there now.
But
you
we can't take them to tailgate game. They got to stay there.
No, I couldn't. Maybe you could. they're pretty heavy.
But that's an area that the city really invested a lot on. I mean, wasn't there a point that that depot was in serious trouble?
It was boarded up. Yeah. And we convinced the railroad to sell it to us, worked out the terms, condition. Yeah, it was in disrepair, and we just didn't want to see it go to the wayside. So we're very proud of it, over 100 years old, and it's right along our trail, and now it's back to productive use. So. Yeah.
And the farmer's market in that area too?
Last year in the warehouse area, we hosted a winter farmer's market in the late fall, but the farmer's market's about a block away, just to the west. Yep.
Right in that area. You know, right after I left last month, you hosted the Redevelopment Association of Indiana. And I believe these are professionals from around the state that are looking at projects, and they came to Kokomo. Why here?
They chose Kokomo because of a lot of buzz or the reputation that we've been able to Garner over the last couple of years. So they were here for a couple of days, did some short tours, and in fact, they went and hosted one of their luncheons in the upstairs of the depot, even though it wasn't completely finished. But we wanted them to see that and what we're doing there. So we've done a lot of historic preservation and redevelopment here, and so I think I would call it a success.
Are there a couple of talking points that maybe you can share with us that not only work in Kokomo, but can work in other communities across the state?
Well, we're really focusing on redevelopment. The sprawl this urban sprawl that took place in pretty much from the 50s through the 80s and maybe in some areas beyond has caused a lot of problems in our country. It's left us spread out and somewhat disconnected from each other in communities. It's left voids and some holes in where we haven't reinvested in older neighborhoods. So everything we're trying to do as much as possible is to reinvigorate and reinvest in these older neighborhoods, bring them up again. I feel like it's good policy. I also think it's the right thing to do. Some of them haven't had a shot in the arm or much investment of public money in decades, and so anytime we do that, when we reinvigorate an older area, there are no long-term costs associated with it. The streets are already there, the sewers are in place, we don't have to build another fire station, we're running police cars past those areas anyway. So the long-term costs for the city don't go up, but yet we reinvigorate those central areas. So,
and I had a smile when I saw a tweet that you retweeted from the Indy Star, and I believe it was a study from Ball State that said it's not redevelopment or commercial is not all about trying to bring the commercial in, it's trying to make it a good place to live.
Right.
You've said that time and time again.
I've been preaching it for a while, and it's been it's the data is there. You just have to read it and embrace it. And 90, I think the Ball State study confirmed this number that over 90% of the jobs are based upon having a population base. It's services from doctors and dentists to buying, where you buy your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, all those things. 90% of the jobs are tied to a population base. And obviously if we have a new business that wants to come to Kokomo, we welcome them with open arms, but our real success is going to be dependent on making sure this is a place where people want to live, and it's the basics. It's low crime, it's nice neighborhoods, it's good schools, a certain amount of amenities that recreational activities, things like that.
Speaking of recreational activities, the stadium is still doing well. It's been busy. I believe that the Kokomo Mantis season end?
Their season has ended.
That's the soccer league.
That's the PDL soccer team, and I think we finished with a winning record, if I remember right. I think they were 8-6, maybe.
How'd it go overall, though?
The soccer itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were, I would deem it a success. It's just a short window. They play 14 games. I think there may have been a tie or two in there. They had a couple of ties, but this is very prominent soccer. I mean, our division had the Chicago Fire, cities like Winnipeg, Des Moines, playing in our Thunder Bay, which is a large city in Canada, playing in our division. So it was very competitive, and I think those true soccer fans in this area embraced it wholeheartedly. So,
and now I hear that you're hosting another tournament.
Is it
wrapping up today?
Today's the last day, and okay. We've hosted, I think there were 12 teams, maybe 16 teams from around the state for the American Legion State Tournament. So that the final game takes place today, and this is the first time Kokomo's hosted it in quite a while. It's been 10 or 15 years. So, but it's being hosted at the stadium, and so we have players and fans and relatives from all over the state convening there, and I think it's been a success.
Good. I also hear Lafayette officials are looking at your stadium as a model for their new baseball facility.
They are. They have made a couple trips over here. The mayor brought a small delegation a couple of months ago, and we spent some time walking the stadium, looking at the ins and outs, and sharing any information we could with them. We've received a lot of positive feedback from the officials and their group, and it looks like they're going to pull the trigger and build a new stadium over in Lafayette. So we're excited about that.
And it's named one of the best in the country.
This is the second year in a row. It was named the best collegiate ballpark in the United States, and that's very competitive. And that's through Ballpark Digest. They do this with major league stadiums, AAA, AA, single A, and even collegiate stadiums. So 2 years in a row, we've been named the best stadium in the country. So we're very proud of that.
You mentioned earlier, too, before we started rolling, that there's an Olympian from Kokomo.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We'll have to keep an eye out on.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
Yeah, we're very excited. Alexis Laird, a Kokomo High School graduate, is going to be swimming in the Olympics, so we're very excited to be watching her.